97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Tuesday morning as I get the microphone turned around down here in the studio. Sorry about that. I looked up and the mic was pointing the wrong direction, but at least it was pointing to the right, which is important. Happy you're with us this morning, the 17th day of the month of September. There was a little more fog out there this morning. I come in through the Chesterfield Valley, and it was kind of weird because the valley is below the fog. The fog is floating about, I don't know, 100 feet up in the air. And then as you start to come out of the valley, you drive through it. It was really kind of odd. The same thing yesterday, I would assume because it's cooled off a little bit overnight. But, boy, what a gorgeous day. Got to go out to St. Dominic yesterday and watch my nephew play in a football game.
And?
Which they beat. They ended up beating Borgia at the very end of the game, like in overtime. They scored a touchdown and won. But,
did you?
Beautiful weather for a football game. Just beautiful. I had never been up there to a game before, and it's very nice. Very nice. So hopefully you got to get out and enjoy the weather a little bit yesterday. Looks like we're going to have another day very similar today. It's good. It's good. Lots going on. I tell you what, a little later we're going to get to Jesse Jane Duff. You know, normally we have her on Mondays. We didn't get her this Monday. And let me tell you why. Because normally I have Jesse Jane on here, and she also does some work for the Trump campaign now. And in the wake of that shooting attempt, when they still weren't sure exactly what was going on down at Trump International Golf Course there in Miami, they ask all of their people who work for them on the campaign not to do media appearances yesterday till they had more information. So I'm not saying nobody from the campaign did on a national level. I'm just saying they didn't want people doing interviews around the country speaking for the campaign until they had all the facts on what happened. And they seem to have a better handle on it this morning. We're going to get Jesse Jane on here at about 8:20 and kind of pick her brain about that and get her thoughts on what's going on and maybe some of these crazy polls that are going on around the country as well. Next hour, we are going to talk about, remember Stop and Frisk? Remember that controversy up in New York a few years ago, Stop and Frisk? For all of the, I call it a controversy, it was effective. Whether you, regardless of what you think of it, it was effective because you're stopping, asking somebody, hey, what are you up to? What are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. You're kind of determining where they are and what they're doing at the time in high crime areas. And of course, somebody at some point decided it was stereotyping or profiling and you can't do that and that's not fair. But it was effective because it's what cleaned up downtown New York City. And when they went away from it, well, downtown New York City went back to hell slowly over a number of years. That is basically what's happening in communities across the country. They are discouraging police from doing low-level stops, which often led to them discovering something else, and now there's pressure on them not to do that. Is that a good trend in policing or not? I would argue it's not. We're going to talk to a career law enforcement officer who's been studying this coming up in the 6 o'clock hour today. Of course, we got Todd Pyro, as we always do on a Tuesday morning. Our friend Mark Walters from 2A Tuesday, host of Armed American Radio, is going to join me at 7:37. We've got Ellie Mistal, this nut job on CNN, and a bunch of others still out there calling for assault weapons bans, and particularly in light of this assassination attempt on President Trump, the second one, we need to have that conversation. Here's the thing. Do you think the word assassination has started to lose its impact? I think maybe it has. Well, there was an attempted assassination. Let's drop that word. There was an attempted murder back on July 13th. That was an attempted murder of Donald Trump. And guess what? This weekend, Sunday, there was another attempted murder of Donald Trump. I think that's a more effective way to put this because the media wants to well, he didn't even fire his weapon. They got to him before he could even fire at the president. oh, so attempted murder is not that big of a deal. Fortunately, he's not a murderer and didn't pull off what he was trying to do. And this is the crazy media world we live in. And we've got people like Hillary Clinton on television yesterday urging the media to go after Donald Trump every day and call him dangerous. Point out to the American people how dangerous he is. But here's the thing. When she did this yesterday, she also showed us who she is. And when somebody shows you who they are, you have to believe them. Now, we already knew that largely about Hillary. That is who she is. But anyway, I'm going to play her comments for you today and let you determine for yourself what you think about all that. Carl Middleman, good morning to you.
Hi, Mark. We are not on Facebook.
Okay, Facebook is still preventing us from broadcasting because they are fascist, and they have bots that control what you do without you being able to interact with them and explain what happened. I'm sick to death of this. We are currently working on also taking the show live on another platform so that maybe we can just skirt Facebook. I don't know
sooner than later
if we need Facebook anymore or not, but we're soon going to have the show live up on another platform. We'll be talking more about that once we've successfully pulled that off.
And the world is not crumbling around us.
Yes, thank you. And the world is not crumbling around us. We'll get that figured out here for you, I promise, sooner rather than later. But first, let's get to this morning's top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Well, there's a lot of rhetoric going on. Right. A lot of people think that the Democrats, and it seems that both of these people were radical lefts.
Donald Trump, they're up there yesterday blaming the rhetoric, which it's true. I've got more evidence of it for you this morning, of people calling him Hitler for the double murder attempt on him now.
How in this world, what the heck was going on that put this guy on Trump at the golf course without any advance notice to the public?
This is the sheriff in whose county they caught the suspect, this roof guy who was running away. And he's got lots of great questions that they're not asking down in Palm Beach County.
The media is already trying to turn the page. Trump got shot, and they're worried about the Haitians in Springfield. Not the Americans in Springfield, just the Haitians.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse Waters. And they also want to say you're a racist if you question why a city brought in 20,000 immigrants who normally would be called illegal immigrants, but the magic wand was waved over them by the Biden administration. So suddenly they're not illegal and they're allowed to be here.
New growth is being ushered in as we speak. Just an example of that, what you see right here. Just last week, many people taking the pledge at City Hall to become new citizens.
Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. And it's happening at home, in case you're wondering or not. Kim and I covered this story, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe even late last year. I'm trying to remember when it was, when the mayor, that would be Mayor Tishara Jones, said that we're open in St. Louis to welcoming in all of these people, not only asylum seekers from places like, you know, Gaza and other hotbeds of radical Islamic terror around the world. But illegals, I mean, that's what she was insinuating. Anybody that wants to come here, we'll wrap our arms around them. So yesterday, Channel 4 did a big story celebrating the fact that she's been successful, that St. Louis has seen a record growth in immigrant population, and they give away the truth in here somewhere that it's not legal immigration. It's not just legal immigration. It's illegal immigration as well. They claim that the St. Louis metro area added 30,000 foreign-born residents from 2022 to 2023, a roughly 23% increase year to year. Now, if you believe that they're all coming in here on visas, work visas, to take tech jobs, then you would be guilty of stereotyping. Because that's not what's going on here. These are people who've been brought in who aren't just here under some sort of a legal government plan. These are ones that were created by the Biden administration. I'm going to explain more about this because it's important to tell you what they didn't tell you in the Channel 4 report about this. And before long, maybe our local parks will be minus a bunch of geese and ducks that are being turned into stew. Who knows? Because in the meantime, that's, as Jesse Waters said, that's all they want to focus on. Forget that Donald Trump, there was just a second attempted murder there. Ducks, pets, Springfield, let's distract people from what's really going on here. It's unbelievable. All right, quick break here. Let's get to our national anthem.
Hey, Carl. Mark, it's Constitution Day.
Oh, it is?
Today is Constitution
Nice.
Day.
Nice. How did I miss that in
Constitution
my show
was signed on this day, and so we're going to do the U.S. Army Field Band singing at Fort McHenry right outside of Baltimore.
All right, welcome back. I wanted to play here the soundbite. I thought I pulled down a soundbite from Mike DeWine, the governor of the state of Ohio. This guy, he's been around. He was in Ohio politics when I still lived there 30 years ago. He was just starting his political career, and he went to Congress, and now he's been governor, and pretty much been, in my opinion, a rhino for a long time. This guy goes on CNN this week and basically goes on there to reinforce their attack on Donald Trump over the Springfield, Ohio story. And he can't stand the fact that Trump has made a very solid point here on immigration, that you may feel good about what you've done about bringing all of these illegals into the country who, for whatever reason, were not wanted somewhere else. You may feel good about that, but there are very real impacts on the American taxpaying citizens who already live here, and you're ignoring that. You are simply ignoring that. And DeWine and these guys, this guy's taking the side of a liberal mayor in Springfield, Ohio, who doesn't want you to know the truth about what's going on there. And he claims that that this is all made up. Listen.
Well, Major, this is something that came up on the internet, and the internet can be quite crazy sometimes. And look, the mayor, Mayor Rue of Springfield says, no, there's no truth in that. They have no evidence of that at all. So I think we go with what the mayor says. He knows his city.
Okay. I'm just going to play this for you one more time because I think it's important to understand what the people of Springfield are putting up with right now. And the mayor was in the meeting when the residents stood up and pointed these things out.
Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me.
What will become of St. Louis? Where will we be in 5 years? You got Channel 4 out yesterday doing stories celebrating the 24% increase in aliens in the St. Louis area. Some of them are legal. A lot of them aren't. If you think what's going on in Springfield is just a freak incident standing alone, you couldn't be more wrong. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are pointing it out on a major stage right now. We're going to be back in just a minute.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
Wow, that is the Palm Beach County Sheriff yesterday describing what happened in the moments before they discovered this shooter lying in wait for President Trump. And, I mean, just historic, if you think about it, that in a two-month period of time, we've had two assassination attempts on a presidential candidate in this country. And the fact that it's not the lead news story on every channel in America this morning is shocking to me, to be honest with you. I mean, it is on some. They mention it and then they move on to something else. So we've got Joe Cardinale on with us this morning. He's a retired New York Police Department lieutenant commander. And Joe, I know I didn't schedule you on this morning to talk about this, but it's popped up now. What's your reaction to this assassination attempt?
I mean, this is becoming normal in America right now. And we discussed it on so many different stations about how this hate rhetoric is contributing to it. The fact that they refer to him as Hitler, as they refer to him as the word dictator. They use all the words that ignite these embers that are burning in people. And you get this sad individual, this sad excuse of a human being that's so smug in his shots on TV, sitting in the back of the car over there. And the fact that he's able to get that close once again, get that close to a presidential candidate, a former president, is not sitting well with the American people. What? And thank God for that advance agent.
Yep.
And thank God that he, you know, that he's out there and he was vigilant. Because it's, you know, people have to understand, it's not the boots on the ground. The boots on the ground are told what to do. This is the higher echelon of the Secret Service, all right? And what is it going to take for them to increase? They have to double his contingent, all right, of agents that they need for him. And I'll tell you why, and everybody knows it. He's a people type of person. He gets out there and wants to meet them. He doesn't hide in the basement. He doesn't shy away from interviews. I believe the ratio was nine to one on the interviews that he does compared to any other candidate. All right. And this is what they have to take into consideration. They knew this when they started guarding this man. They knew that he would be out there shaking hands, meeting people and everything, all grassroots stuff. So they should put the complement of agents necessary for his type of campaigning. And that's it. I mean, it's easy to to guard somebody when they're sitting in a basement for an entire campaign. It's easy for that one because you just have to guard the house.
Yeah.
All right. But this is totally different. And he didn't stop. He didn't stop after the last attempt. And then you have, to your point, by the way, when you say nobody's covering it, when they do cover it, they downplay it. Well, he didn't actually take a shot. When are people going to realize this man was one hole away from another attempted assassination,
right,
where this time you don't know if he would have been successful? All right. But the fact that he got that close and he's up front and with a scoped weapon, all right, with plates, and he's going to film it, shows you the clear intent of this individual.
It seems to me like, to your point there, whatever they historically provide for presidential candidates, they've got to bump that up now a little bit. Because they said if it was President Biden, for example, if he was still capable of golfing and he was out there, they would have shut down the whole course.
Exactly. They would have shut it down. He would have the whole course to himself, everything else. President Trump may have the whole course to himself or his friends, but it's not the point. The point is you have a sitting president that gets, you know, anything he needs. And understandably, he's a sitting president. All right. But this is beyond that. We are in a different world right now. We're not talking about ex-presidents that are out there doing things. We're talking about an ex-president that's in a campaign right now. This is the second attempt in a short period of time. Right now, I know that, you know, they've had before, you know, they've had attempts on lives and everything, but this is unprecedented with a campaign.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And they need to bump their game up. And my question is, when are they going to turn around and say to whoever the powers are that be up there? Well, I don't know whether who's calling the shots to the Secret Service. Secret Service has to turn around and say, no, this is what we're doing. This is how we're taking this in this direction. We're not listening to anybody anymore. This is ridiculous, right? Because God forbid anything happens to Donald Trump, All right. It's going to be a very bad scene in this country.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, the reason we originally scheduled Joe to come on with us this morning was because of this Better Business Bureau warning that they put out about child predators. And, Joe, you know, I mean, I think we all just are so comfortable with social media these days, we don't think about it a lot. But people give up a lot of information about their children online these days, don't they?
Yes, you have to be very careful because, you know, as the police departments, work 24/7, so do criminals, all right? So do these predators. They're out there. They're trolling the internet. They're out there watching for things, and they have nothing better to do, all right? So they just sit there and they further their game by making it easy for them with the parents putting photos up with the names. And sometimes they get a little lax in the background. They're taking a nice little birthday shot, and the address of the home is in the back. So you really need to be on top of your game as a parent. And I'll give an example. One of the local police departments here in Long Island, in Amityville, one of the officers turned around and told me that what he does with his daughter's dance school is he goes to the site for the dance school, and then he sees who visits that site. And when he sees somebody from the Midwest, some creepy-looking guy, he's alarmed as everybody else is, and they watch for this now, and they start looking into the background of these individuals. And don't be surprised if you come up and you find out that one of them is a registered sex offender, you know, because that's what they do. All right, that's what they do. So parents need to be aware of this, how they post, where they post, and when they post.
Yeah, and hope that we've got some officers in the Midwest, I'm sure, probably doing the same thing, I hope, keeping an eye on these
absolutely.
People.
Yeah. It's out, they're out there, but it's on the parents. It's on the parents that they have to go out there. I mean, the days of you and I dropping a wallet with 20 photos in it and showing everybody, those days are over. This is the way it's done right now, and rightfully so. Parents are proud. Grandparents are proud. But you have to be careful.
Yeah, it's a great point. Joe Cardinale, listen, I always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Anytime, Mo.
Yeah, bye-bye. We'll talk again soon. Joe Cardinale with the retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander, and he runs Blue Line Pilot Cars as well up there in New York City these days. But, yeah, to his point on the security issue with Donald Trump, when you find out that this guy's got a criminal history as long as he does now, it might have been 20 years ago, but I don't think it doesn't sound to me like he would have even legally been able to own a gun. And yet he got his hands on an AK-47 illegally, I'm sure. Like, where are the gun banners? You know they're coming. You know somebody's going to point out that this is twice Donald Trump's been threatened with a rifle. Because, you know, it's a common sporting rifle, the AK-47, just like the AR-15. I don't own one. I've fired one, obviously. But it's a semi-automatic rifle, just like anything else. A deer hunting rifle could also easily have been used in this particular situation if you got a scope and the point is to hit something. The gun is not the issue. The person carrying it is the issue. And in this case, this guy is a real piece of work from what we can tell. Ryan Wesley Ruth, age 58, apparently was caught with a fully automatic machine gun at some point in the past, which leads me to believe we will find out later today that wherever he got that gun, he didn't buy it himself legally. He would have been flagged somewhere as a result of that. So more details are going to come out on that throughout the course of the day. Be sure and stay tuned for that. And we will get to a little bit more on what we know on that case, if anything new's coming out, and particularly some of the rhetoric that's been ramped up by the people on the left in this country specifically. We're going to get to that when we come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Well, it's not so horrible after all, Mr. Burgundy. Thank you, though, for the dramatic intro there. I just want to let you know, Carl and I are doing a little test this morning. This is only a test. In the event of a real emergency, you would be given further instructions. But this morning, because we have been banned on Facebook from going live for some really stupid reason, we have decided to test out other platforms. And right now, the show is live on Rumble. If you normally watch us on Facebook, Carl Mittleman, through the magic of technology
and trial and error,
has managed to get the feed live up on Rumble this morning, rumble.com. Here's the great thing I've discovered about it. You don't have to sign in or have an account to go to Rumble to watch the show. If you go to rumble.com and type in the Mark Cox Morning Show, you can click on it and watch it right now. Now, I think if you probably have to be signed in to take part in the live chat. There is a live chat portion of this that you can go in, like, I guess, on YouTube, and you can follow along and you can leave your comments there in the chat section.
We're banned from YouTube, too.
But we got banned from YouTube because ivermectin. You mentioned ivermectin back during COVID. I got three strikes, you're out. They don't want you to talk about alternative treatments to COVID, which worked, now we know, in hindsight, a lot. Just like I told you, just like Dr. Stephen Crawford told you. But that's beside the point. We're up on Rumble. Rumble.com. So if you've normally watched on Facebook Live in the morning, and you, even if you don't have a Rumble account, you can.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
Wow, that is the Palm Beach County Sheriff yesterday describing what happened in the moments before they discovered this shooter lying in wait for President Trump. And, I mean, just historic, if you think about it, that in a two-month period of time, we've had two assassination attempts on a presidential candidate in this country. And the fact that it's not the lead news story on every channel in America this morning is shocking to me, to be honest with you. I mean, it is on some. They mention it, and then they move on to something else. So we've got Joe Cardinale on with us this morning. He's a retired New York Police Department lieutenant commander. And, Joe, I know I didn't schedule you on this morning to talk about this, but it's popped up now. What's your reaction to this assassination attempt?
I mean, this is becoming normal in America right now. And we discussed it on so many different stations about how this hate rhetoric is contributing to it. The fact that they refer to him as Hitler, as they refer to him as the word dictator. They use all the words that ignite these embers that are burning in people. And you get this sad individual, this sad excuse of a human being that's so smug in his shots on TV, sitting in the back of the car over there. And the fact that he's able to get that close once again, to a presidential candidate, a former president, is not sitting well with the American people. What? And thank God for that advance agent.
Yep.
And thank God that he, you know, that he's out there and he was vigilant, because it's, you know, people have to understand, it's not the boots on the ground. The boots on the ground are told what to do. This is the higher echelon of the Secret Service. All right. And what is it going to take for them to increase? They have to double his contingent. All right, of agents that they need for him. And I'll tell you why, and everybody knows it. He's a people type of person. He gets out there and wants to meet them. He doesn't hide in the basement. He doesn't shy away from interviews. I believe the ratio was nine to one on the interviews that he does compared to any other candidate. All right, and this is what they have to take into consideration. They knew this when they started guarding this man. They knew that he would be out there shaking hands, meeting people and everything, all grassroots stuff. So they should put the complement of agents necessary for his type of campaigning. And that's it. I mean, it's easy to to guard somebody when they're sitting in a basement for an entire campaign. It's easy for that one because you just have to guard the house.
Yeah.
All right. But this is totally different. And he didn't stop. He didn't stop after the last attempt. And then you have, to your point, by the way, when you say nobody's covering it, when they do cover it, they downplay it. Well, he didn't actually take a shot. When are people going to realize this man was one hole away from another attempted assassination,
right,
where this time you don't know if he would have been successful? All right. But the fact that he got that close and he's up front and with a scoped weapon, all right, with plates, and he's going to film it, shows you the clear intent of this individual.
It seems to me like, to your point there, whatever they historically provide for presidential candidates, they've got to bump that up now a little bit, because they said if it was President Biden, for example, if he was still capable of golfing and he was out there, they would have shut down the whole course.
Exactly. They would have shut it down. Nobody, he would have the whole course to himself, everything else. You know, President Trump may have the whole course to himself or his friends, but it's not the point. The point is you have a sitting president that gets, you know, anything he needs. And understandably, he's a sitting president. All right. But this is beyond that. We are in a different world right now. We're not talking about ex-presidents that are out there doing things. We're talking about an ex-president that's in a campaign right now. This is the second attempt in a short period of time. Right now, I know that, you know, they've had before, you know, they've had attempts on lives and everything, but this is unprecedented with a campaign.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And they need to bump their game up. And my question is, when are they going to turn around and say to whoever the powers are that be up there, well, I don't know whether who's calling the shots to the Secret Service. Secret Service has to turn around and say, no, this is what we're doing. This is how we're taking this in this direction. We're not listening to anybody anymore. This is ridiculous, right? Because God forbid anything happens to Donald Trump. All right, it's going to be a very bad scene in this country.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, the reason we originally scheduled Joe to come on with us this morning was because of this Better Business Bureau warning that they put out about child predators. And Joe, you know, I mean, I think we all just are so comfortable with social media these days, we don't think about it a lot. But people give up a lot of information about their children online these days, don't they?
Yes, you have to be very careful because, you know, as the police departments, excuse me, work 24/7, so do criminals, all right? So do these predators. They're out there, they're trolling the internet, they're out there watching for things, and they have nothing better to do, all right? So they just sit there and they, you know, further their game by making it easy for them with the parents putting photos up with the names. And sometimes they get a little lax in the background. They're taking a nice little birthday shot, and the address of the home is in the back. So you really need to be on top of your game as a parent. And I'll give an example. One of the local police departments here in Long Island, in Amityville, one of the officers turned around and told me that what he does with his daughter's dance school is he goes to the site for the dance school, and then he sees who visits that site. And when he sees somebody from the Midwest, some creepy-looking guy, he's alarmed as everybody else is, and they watch for this now, and they start looking into the background of these individuals. And don't be surprised if you come up and you find out that one of them is registered sex offender, you know, because that's what they do. All right, that's what they do. So parents need to be aware of this, how they post, where they post, and when they post.
Yeah, and hope that we've got some officers in the Midwest, I'm sure, probably doing the same thing, I hope, keeping an eye on these
absolutely.
People.
Yeah. It's out, they're out there, but it's on the parents. It's on the parents that they have to go out there. I mean, the days of you and I dropping a wallet with 20 photos in it and showing everybody, those days are over. This is the way it's done right now, and rightfully so. Parents are proud. Grandparents are proud. But you have to be careful.
Yeah, it's a great point. Joe Cardinale, listen, I always appreciate your insight, my friend. Thank you.
Anytime, Mo.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Joe Cardinale with the retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander, and he runs Blue Line Pilot Cars as well up there in New York City these days. But, yeah, to his point on the security issue with Donald Trump, when you find out that this guy's got a criminal history as long as he does now, it might have been 20 years ago, but I don't think – it doesn't sound to me like he would have even legally been able to own a gun. And yet he got his hands on an AK-47 illegally, I'm sure. Like, where are the gun banners? You know they're coming. You know that somebody's going to point out that this is twice Donald Trump's been threatened with a rifle. Because, you know, it's a common sporting rifle, the AK-47, just like the AR-15. I don't own one. I've fired one, obviously. But it's a semi-automatic rifle, just like anything else. A deer hunting rifle could also easily have been used in this particular situation if you got a scope and the point is to hit something. The gun is not the issue. The person carrying it is the issue. And in this case, this guy is a real piece of work from what we can tell. Ryan Wesley Ruth, age 58, Apparently was caught with a fully automatic machine gun at some point in the past, which leads me to believe we will find out later today that wherever he got that gun, he didn't buy it himself legally. He would have been flagged somewhere as a result of that. So more details are going to come out on that throughout the course of the day. Be sure and stay tuned for that. And we will get to a little bit more on what we know on that case, if anything new's coming out, and particularly some of the rhetoric that's been ramped up by the people on the left in this country specifically. We're going to get to that when we come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Well, it's not so horrible after all, Mr. Burgundy. Thank you, though, for the dramatic intro there. I just want to let you know, Carl and I are doing a little test this morning. This is only a test. In the event of a real emergency, you would be given further instructions. But this morning, because we have been banned on Facebook from going live for some really stupid reason, we have decided to test out other platforms. And right now, the show is live on Rumble. If you normally watch us on Facebook, Carl Mittleman, through the magic of technology
and trial and error,
has managed to get the feed live up on Rumble this morning, rumble.com. Here's the great thing I've discovered about it. You don't have to sign in or have an account to go to Rumble to watch the show. If you go to rumble.com and type in the Mark Cox Morning Show, you can click on it and watch it right now. Now, I think if you probably have to be signed in to take part in the live chat. There is a live chat portion of this that you can go in, like, I guess, on YouTube, and you can follow along and you can leave your comments there in the chat section.
We're banned from YouTube, too.
But we got banned from YouTube because ivermectin. You mentioned ivermectin back during COVID. I got three strikes, you're out. They don't want you to talk about alternative treatments to COVID, which worked, now we know, in hindsight, a lot. Just like I told you, just like Dr. Stephen Crawford told you. But that's beside the point. We're up on Rumble. Rumble.com. So if you've normally watched on Facebook Live in the morning, and you, even if you don't have a Rumble account, you can go to Rumble and you can watch the show live there. So I just want to let people know that.
We're still on X, by the way.
We're still on X. And if Facebook ever grants us permission from the fascists up there at the top levels of Facebook, we will be back on Facebook. But for now, you're going to have another option. Besides X, which we're live every morning on X, we're also now on Rumble. Rumble.com, and just type in the Mark Cox Morning Show, and you should be able to see it up there. So anyway, good luck with that. Just wanted to let you know what's going on there. I've got my own issues here with how Facebook has treated us, and I'm so frustrated because I want to complain to somebody in person. I want a phone number I can call at Meta and say, what the hell are you doing? But there's not one available. There is nowhere I found on this Facebook platform where you can reach out to somebody who's in charge and ask them a question. It is designed to completely avoid that possibility. They want no interaction with people who are mad at them. So I've just got to wait until they respond to my challenge to the ban of our live feed here on Facebook. It is just so frustrating. You know, one thing we're going to get into in the next hour, so stay tuned for this. A couple things going on, right? Josh Hawley is now calling for further investigation into the failure, he calls it, of the Secret Service and the FBI regarding these these murder attempts on Donald Trump, which is what I'm going to start referring to them as instead of assassinations. And we also haven't really talked about this whistleblower at ABC who claims the Harris campaign was the one that demanded Donald Trump be fact-checked and that she not be fact-checked. Well, this morning, Martha Raddatz is fact-checking her anyway. So I'm going to have some of that sound for you next hour. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Well, it's not so horrible after all, Mr. Burgundy. Thank you, though, for the dramatic intro there. I just want to let you know, Carl and I are doing a little test this morning. This is only a test. In the event of a real emergency, you would be given further instructions. But this morning, because we have been banned on Facebook from going live for some really stupid reason, we have decided to test out other platforms. And right now, the show is live on Rumble. If you normally watch us on Facebook, Carl Mittleman, through the magic of technology
and trial and error,
has managed to get the feed live up on Rumble this morning, rumble.com. Here's the great thing I've discovered about it. You don't have to sign in or have an account to go to Rumble to watch the show. If you go to rumble.com and type in the Mark Cox Morning Show, you can click on it and watch it right now. Now, I think you probably have to be signed in to take part in the live chat. There is a live chat portion of this that you can go in, like, I guess, on YouTube, and you can follow along and you can leave your comments there in the chat section.
We're banned from YouTube, too.
But we got banned from YouTube because ivermectin. You mentioned ivermectin back during COVID. I got three strikes, you're out. They don't want you to talk about alternative treatments to COVID, which worked, now we know, in hindsight, a lot. Just like I told you, just like Dr. Stephen Crawford told you, but that's beside the point. We're up on Rumble, rumble.com. So if you've normally watched on Facebook Live in the morning, and you, even if you don't have a Rumble account, you can go to Rumble and you can watch the show live there. So I just want to let people know that.
We're still on X, by the way.
We're still on X. And if Facebook ever grants us permission from the fascists up there at the top levels of Facebook, we will be back on Facebook. But for now, you're going to have another option. Besides X, which we're live every morning on X, we're also now on Rumble. Rumble.com, and just type in the Mark Cox Morning Show, and you should be able to see it up there. So anyway, good luck with that. Just wanted to let you know what's going on there. I've got my own issues here with how Facebook has treated us, and I'm so frustrated because I want to complain to somebody in person. I want a phone number. I can call at Meta and say, what the hell are you doing? But there's not one available. There is nowhere I found on this Facebook platform where you can reach out to somebody who's in charge and ask them a question. It is designed to completely avoid that possibility. They want no interaction with people who are mad at them. So I just got to wait until they respond to my challenge to the ban of our live feed here on Facebook. It is just so frustrating. You know, one thing we're going to get into in the next hour, so stay tuned for this. A couple things going on, right? Josh Hawley is now calling for further investigation into the failure, he calls it, of the Secret Service and the FBI regarding these these murder attempts on Donald Trump, which is what I'm going to start referring to them as instead of assassinations. And we also haven't really talked about this whistleblower at ABC who claims the Harris campaign was the one that demanded Donald Trump be fact-checked and that she not be fact-checked. Well, this morning, Martha Raddatz is fact-checking her anyway. So I'm going to have some of that sound for you next hour. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.